This is That Guy Jig Sports Podcast. I am him, J.I.G. Subscribe, rate, or review, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast, check us out. And don't forget about the Instagram at That Guy Jig, JigsawJimmy17 on the YouTube. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and yours. I hope it's a great Christmas. I hope everything that you wanted, you got. I hope your family, your friends, and everyone you love are near and dear. They are right next to you right now when you're listening to this episode. Because I also want them to know, it's the championship. Depending on what kind of fantasy football league you're in, you're either in the semifinals or you're in the championship this week. It's the championship. It's time to put our name amongst the immortals. Champions never die. Second place does. So, we got games on Christmas today. We got games tomorrow. We got games Saturday, Sunday, Monday in the week. And I'm here to give you a little information to help you hoist up the trophy, to help you send those text messages of excitement. I want you to send championship-level text messages to everyone that you played in your fantasy league because you are the champion, and that's what it's about. We start off today with the Steelers and the Chiefs. This is going to be a low-scoring game. The Steelers' defense is good enough that the Steelers can win this game. The Chiefs are on the road. We know that offense is picking up steam. They got Hollywood Brown back. They still got Xavier Worthy. Travis Kelce's around. DeAndre Hopkins, the run game. We know what to expect from the Chiefs. From the Steelers, we don't really know. We have Calvin Austin, who's been going crazy. Najee Harris should get in the paint, but with the way Steve Spagnuolo plays his defense over there in Kansas City, it's going to be an aggressive defense, a lot of blitzing. Pat Freiermuth, quick hot routes. Calvin Austin, get the ball out of Russell Wilson's hands quick. We got to also remember Russell Wilson has a little vendetta against the Chiefs because while he was in Denver getting his ass kicked for those years, this is what happens. Revenge. Will we see it? Will we not? But I don't see this game being high scoring. Chris Boswell, the kickers are good. The kickers are going to be very good to have in this game. Like I said, for the Steelers, you're looking at a Calvin Austin. If George Pickens plays, maybe he can get behind the secondary. Him and McDuffie are going to be a very good matchup. But like I said, Pat Freiermuth, he's your guy. If you can get your hands on a Pat Freiermuth this week, you're going to be very happy. A lot of checkdowns, a lot of quick reads. Calvin Austin as well. Later on tonight, we got the Ravens and the Texans. This probably should have been a good matchup. This should have been a good matchup, but the Texans are injury depleted. Look for Joe Mixon to be kind of bottled up today. The Ravens have a very good run defense, average pass defense, very average. I would say the Texans will be able to take advantage of that, but with only having Nico Collins as your only healthy wide receiver, you just bring in Deontay Johnson, you claim off of waivers. We know what he is as a wide receiver. We can't expect too much from him. This is usually where, you know, a veteran, you know, a Robert Woods, you know, this is where those guys come in handy, where they can step in and do what they do. John Michi III, this is a game for him. Dalton Schultz. Listen, the Ravens secondary is the weakness on that defense. So if you are the Texans, you're going to try to attack them in the air. This game has potential to be high scoring. C.J. Stroud versus Lamar Jackson. This is must-see TV. Maybe Derrick Henry gets back in the paint. If you're looking for Ravens players, don't look too far because they're all in front of you. Okay? When you're looking at Mark Andrews, you're looking at Derrick Henry, you're looking at Zay Flowers, Rashard Bateman, these guys are fine. These guys are going to get, you know, their touches, their looks. They're going to be all right. Now, once you start dipping into the Tylan Wallace's, once you start dipping into the Nelson Aguilar's, I have nothing to give you. I have nothing to give you at that point because there's nothing there. Thursday football, this is where things get interesting for me because this Seahawks and Bears game, circle it. This game could be explosive. It's on Prime Video, which I have a bone to pick with the NFL. I don't appreciate you making people get multiple streaming platforms to watch football. There used to be a day where football was on, you know, regular TV. Before Red Zone and all that, it was just on TV, and you know what? You got your local broadcast. If you wanted to watch that team in your local area, that's what you got to watch. I don't like the streaming platforms. I don't like them sub-selling our views. You know, when you think about it, they're selling your views to Netflix. And then they're charging you to go view Netflix. It's a terrible deal, Roger. Terrible deal for the consumer. Terrible deal for the viewer. Give us our bread back. But the Seahawks and Bears game have potential because neither one of these teams are doing very well. And that always has potential for high-scoring games. When you look at the Bears defense is very solid. It's a very solid defense over there. It's a defense that you can stand on and, you know, kind of lean on, depending on how good the offense is doing. Offense is usually doing pretty good. Like I said, the Bears defense is pretty solid. Now, this Seahawks defense that they're going against, this Seahawks defense has some holes. And if you look at what the Chicago Bears have offensively, they have weapons. Now, can Caleb Williams get time? We don't know. We hope so, but we do not know. And that's one thing that's going to be very interesting is if he can get some time, if he's able to throw the ball, he has weapons. And I don't know if you know this, but the Seahawks are giving up 213 yards a game passing. Not the best, not the greatest, not the worst. But this game has potential because of it. And the Bears give up 225. And we know the weapons that are on the other side for the Seahawks. That's why I say this game could be explosive. It could be high scoring. If they got it at a 45, I think can get higher over-unders. I think we can get higher. And I think Caleb Williams will be a sleeper this week for fantasy football because of the matchup he has and the weapons that he has. Saturday football. Patriots and Chargers. Chargers are going to run away with this one, literally. Run the ball and get up out of there. It's in New England. So, running backs, Ladd McConkley, that's about as deep as you're going to try to get unless you have a Clemson Johnson and you have to play them. Patriots defense is solid. Like I said, a lot of these teams' defenses or rankings are low, but you also got to look at their offense. There's a direct correlation when having a shitty offense and having a shitty defense. Direct correlation. If your offense can't stay on the field long enough to keep your defense off the field and your defense is on the field all game, your defense will have worse stats because they're just on the field all the time. I mean, we see it all the time. So that's my whole point with that is, you know, a team like the Patriots, you know, a team like the Bears, you know, they're 4-11, 3-12. Well, you say, we know what these defenses are bad. Well, not necessarily. Their offenses can't produce enough to keep the defense off the field. Defenses don't need to be on the field all game. They just don't. You have to be able to give them a break. You have to be able to give them some time to adjust and do all that good stuff. Saturday afternoon, Broncos and Bengals. This has an explosion just written all over it. It has explosion written all over. The Bengals can't stop a nosebleed. The Broncos have the number one defense. The Bengals have the number one offense. The Broncos have the best corner. The Bengals have the best receiver. I mean, this is must-see TV. It's Saturday afternoon in Cincinnati. Cincinnati is on the outside looking in the playoff race, have about a 7.6% chance of making the playoffs, but they need to win out. They have to win out. And this game right here is a big game because if they can beat the Broncos, it's going to help them move up in the standings, and it kind of pushes Denver out of the playoff picture a little bit. You got to keep in mind, this is the same conference. Same conference, different division. This is the AFC. This is the AFC matchup. This is going to be a good game. I have a prediction, a bold prediction. I don't think this game is high scoring. The Bengals defense over the last month have been very formidable. And for, you know, fantasy football purposes, I'm not telling you to do it, but I'm not telling you not to do it. I think this Bengals secondary, I think this Bengals defense versus this Broncos offense is a great matchup. That's what I think. And I don't think Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and these guys are going to be pivy to, you know, out here turning the ball over. I don't. I think it's going to be a very crisp and a very, very methodical game for the Bengals. A lot more run than expected because they have a guy named Chase Brown who is 70 yards away from 1,000 yards, and he's only been starting since week 9. So they have a guy back there who needs to touch the ball, and they want him to touch the ball. So I don't think this game gets that high of over-unders. They got it at 49. I don't think it hits that. I don't think it hits that at all. I think the Bengals come out, and they just physically dominate the Broncos. I also believe that the Bengals defense locks in. I believe they lock in on Saturday afternoon. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I don't think I will be. The Cardinals and the Rams are my pick to come out the NFC if they do make it. If they end up making the playoff push, the Los Angeles Rams, if they are healthy, are going to make a push. There's not too many teams in the NFL that can stop a Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua, Kyron Williams trio. And now that you have Matthew Stafford throwing the ball, slinging it, Tyler Higbee coming back around, offensive line getting healthy, that defense is very, very solid. It's not good. It's not bad. It's solid. meaning it can get off the field if it needs to. It can get you in the third and long. They have a very young defensive line that they went and drafted last year. They've been building in the draft. I think the Rams have a chance. The Rams have a legit chance to get out of the NFC. Now we're on Sunday, folks. Now we're on Sunday. Now Sunday is going to be a fun day, but Sunday is also a day of reality. Because if you get to Sunday and you start seeing your team falling and falling, I'm going to hear, hey, listen, there is no Monday games. There are no, you know, there is no Monday night games. There's one Monday game, sorry. But there's no Sunday. There's no more Sundays. This is it. So pick right and pick accurate. We got the Jets and the Bills. 47 points over and under. This game is going to be interesting because you got two good defenses. Two good quarterbacks, an MVP caliber quarterback playing right now in Josh Allen. Been putting up some good stats. Does he do it? I don't know. I really don't. But what I do know is the Jets are playing some good football offensively. I like some points in this game if you can get your hands on some players. Tyler Conklin is a good little, you know, tweener tight end. If you need somebody to get in between the weeks, Conklin, this week is going to be a good one. I like the Bills. Shakir, everybody on the Bills, of course, is going to be open. James Cook could have a bad week. He could have a solid week, but he could have a bad one at the same time. This Jets defense is solid, so watch out for that. Titans and Jaguars, stay the hell away from this game. There's no good coming from this game. Absolutely no good. You might be able to get the tight end for the tight ends. For the Titans, he's doing pretty good. He's had 8 or 9 targets the last 2 games, so that's pretty good. You know, you can lean on Mason Rudolph throwing the ball a little bit more accurate. You know, he's going to get the ball out of his hands. Jaguars defense has been playing good. Brian Thomas Jr. has been a monster over the last 3 weeks. So if you got him, you feel good about that. But what I'm saying stay away from is trying to go too deep into these games. The over-under in this game is at 39 points. So just don't go too deep. If you got the stars on the team, play your stars. But don't go too deep other than that. Panthers and Buccaneers. This is a divisional game. This is a big game for the Buccaneers, a must-win game for the Buccaneers. Mike Evans is trying to continue his streak of 1,000 yards. I heard somewhere or read that he hasn't had 1,000 yards since high school. Like, he has never not had a 1,000-yard season, but it was in high school when he did. So that's how long it's been since Mike Evans has not had 1,000 yards. I don't see anyone on the Carolina Panthers stopping this. The Buccaneers laid an egg last week. I don't see them doing it again this week. So look out. Look out for big, big, big performances from Buccaneers. Raiders and the Saints, one of those games you want to stay away from. But if you have to play, you're looking at, Brock Bowers. You're looking at Keandre Miller for the Saints. You're looking at Jacoby Myers. Jawan Johnson, if you don't want to go too deep. But outside of that, guys, it's going to be tough. Now, this is the game right here. Cowboys and Eagles. The over and under is at 41. And I believe that's because Jalen Hurts is not going to play. Philadelphia is an 8.5-point favorite right now. Usually this year, the concussion protocol, people have been sitting out one game. Sitting out one game if you get concussed. So I would be surprised if Jalen Hurts does play. If he doesn't, look out for Dallas and go play that Dallas defense. A.J. Brown, Saquon, Devontae Smith, they're always available. You're always going to play these guys. CeeDee Lamb, you're going to play him. Brandon Cooks, if you need a streamer for the week. Kevontae Turpin's a good one. Jalen Tolbert, if you need streamers, those three guys are probably right there for you. But keep in mind on this game, though, Jalen Hurts could not play. So keep an eye on that Dallas defense. If you have the Dallas defense, do not drop them because, like I say, Jalen Hurts could be out this week. Giants and Colts, play the Colts defense. I don't care what you got to do to get them, who you got to drop. The Colts defense is going to win leagues this week. They're going to win leagues this week. They have a good matchup versus the Giants. They did solid. They've been playing solid, gave up a lot of points last week, I know, but they got turnovers and sacks. And the fantasy football, those are what you want. Dolphins and Browns, hey, it's going to be a shit show. The Dolphins are going to do their thing. Tyreek, we don't know if Waddle, Dave and A-Chain, these guys are going to do what they do. But the Browns players, it's going to be more of a pass script because they should be down. They should be down. Hopefully Jerome Ford is not fumbling on the 1-yard line. That's tragic. But if he is, that's what the Cleveland Browns do. We are not surprised. But we aren't playing too deep of Cleveland Browns. You know, Jerry Jeudy's a good one. Outside of that, David Njoku, you know, maybe Jerome Ford. But keep in mind, this game is going to become a pass script for the Browns because they are going to be down. Packers and Vikings, game of the week. Game of the week. Game of the week. High scoring. We're playing everybody. Romeo Dubs, Josh Jacobs, Jingleheimer Smith. His name is my name too. Tucker Kraft, Jaden Reed. We're playing everybody. We're playing everybody for the Vikings. Addison, Jefferson, Hawkinson, Aaron Jones. We're just hoping for big performances. 48 is the over and under. It's going over. I think it's going over for sure. I like everybody in this game. I think this is going to be a potential week league winner in this game. I don't know who, but I think someone could win you a league in that game. Falcons and Commanders, Penix versus Daniels. This is two rookie quarterbacks going at it. Penix played all right last week. We know what Drake London's doing. He is questionable this week. Keep an eye out on that. The Commanders defense played a great game. I know they played against Kenny Pickett, but they still did what they had to do to get the dub. And that offense over there is looking great. So that game has potential. That game has players. Terry McLaurin, Brian Robinson, Zach Ertz, Zachary Olalala. I can't pronounce his name, but that guy right there, they have a slot receiver now. So watch out for the Commanders. Monday, the last show. Lions and 49ers rematch of that old debacle that the Lions did. Lions are going to beat the hell out of them. The 49ers are out of playoff contention. Bad year for the 49ers. It's either boom or bust for those guys. They're either going to the championship or they're not. They're not going to the championship this year. I wouldn't even be surprised if you see some of their starters not play because that's just kind of the style they roll out there. Debo and all those guys. But if Kittle does play, Kittle's been going on a tear. Look for Kittle to keep that up. The 49ers secondary is very good. If you got Jared Goff, Jameson Williams, Tim Patrick, St. Brown. I don't think they're going to have that bad of a game, but I do believe they're going to have a less of a game. 49ers defense is pretty good. It's pretty solid, especially if they're out there playing motivated football. They're playing motivated football. Keep an eye out on that game because it could get kind of spooky in the sense of what are we playing for? You know what I mean? What are we playing for? With the Eagles losing, the Lions are the number one seed. The Lions have to win out to continue to be the number one seed. So that way the Eagles don't get it. Because you can't beat Detroit in that dome. That dome is different, has a different environment, different element. But this is a different element. Because they're like I've been saying for the last couple weeks, there is no tomorrow, folks. Make sure we're looking deep in every detail and every cranny. But also, we're not overthinking. We're not sitting here changing things. We're not benching players we've started all year. We're sticking to the script, but we are tweaking things that need to be improved. Kickers, defense, those are things that can win or lose you this week. And that's not to say nothing else can't, but improving those two things will drastically help your odds because we're not changing things we've been doing for 17 straight weeks. We're just not doing it. If I've been starting Jared Goff since week 5, guess what? I'm starting Jared Goff. I don't care that he's playing against the 49ers in this secondary. It's worked. We're going to keep making it work, but we're also going to be weary. We're also going to be diligent and aware because we want to be champions. Anyway, I want you to hit that subscribe button, please. And tell a friend about this ship that doesn't sink, the friendship. Once again, Merry Christmas. This is That Guy Jig Sports Podcast. I am him, J-I-G. Make sure you subscribe. Tell a friend. And we're putting up all the betting picks for today. Will be up on the Instagram, That Guy Jig. Once again, thanks for listening. Tell a friend. Hit that subscribe button. Merry Christmas. Peace.